This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show, 105.7 The Fan.
He's actually, you know, had a little bit of a break in the last couple games since Rowe got back, but and even with that, I think he made a lot of progress. He had the green dot for a couple games, which is a lot of pressure. You're probably happy to have that off right now, but I just keep, again, he's another guy that learns. He doesn't make mistakes twice. We've got a long way to go. I mean, the guys on defense would be the first to tell you that we just got to keep getting better. I think the key is that they've taken that mindset. Nobody was down. They didn't question the fact that they were good. There's lots of things in that last game that we can improve on that Minnesota's going to take a look at, and they're going to try to take advantage of. I thought they had a heck of a game. I mean, they're talented. Going to Detroit and win that game the way they did, they really showed up, you know, and they played really great on both sides. Very disruptive on defense. A lot of pressure, a lot of inside pressure, stopped the zone run game with bringing linebackers through and things like that.
John Harbaugh talking about the Minnesota Vikings coming off a big win this past Sunday on the road at Detroit over the Lions, the heavily favored Lions at the time, 9.5 points. So it's an any given Sunday league for sure. And John Harbaugh recognizes that. J.J. McCarthy's back, and his presence was felt, especially early in the game. Aaron Jones is back running the football for them. They got Addison. They got Jefferson. They've got some dudes offensively that could create havoc for you. They sacked Jared Goff 5 times defensively. We'll get into that as the week progresses. But also heard about John Harbaugh talking about improving the defense turnaround. Last 3 games. Ravens have averaged 13 points allowed, which compared to where they were in the previous few weeks, they were arguably the worst defense in the NFL. Forget about Cincinnati. Forget about Dallas. The Ravens were bad. But since then, they've stemmed the tide. In all fairness, L.A. left a lot of plays on the field in a loss. The end of the Cooper Rush era, we think. But they've been acceptable to some. Not great. I mean, Miami still made plays. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not like they're the 2000 Ravens by any stretch of the imagination. But they added a piece yesterday. Trade deadline, by the way, everybody's 4 o'clock this afternoon in the NFL. Draymond Jones comes over from the Titans for a conditional 5th-round pick next year. Could be a 4th. Expiring contract, which means if he leaves and signs, they could get a comp pick if he moves on to another destination. But Draymond Jones is a guy, Vinny, that is the Javon Curse? No. But compared to what the Ravens are throwing out there every Sunday, he might be just what this team needs. And Carl Lawson should probably be up this weekend against Minnesota.
Yeah, I think Harb said Lawson would be up. You know, but so, you know what's going to be interesting, Bob, if they bring Lawson up, you know, and Draymond Jones will be on the team. I'm guessing Ajabo gets cut would be probably my guess. something like that. But Draymond Jones, I watched his last three games. I watched last night and this morning. And how he is different. Size-wise, Bob, he's probably like Tavius Robinson size-wise. So he's 6'3", 281. So he's a bigger body, you know, because Vannoy and Mike Green, they're like 245. So what does that do? Adds a lot of bulk for the run game. Because what did Tavius Robinson do that they missed? He was really good in the run stuff. He could set the edge. And Draymond Jones, he can do that. I mean, that was the first thing I watched. Because I watched the Chargers game first, you know, and he played extremely well in that one. I did watch Oway, Bob, on that too. He had two sacks in three plays. That's what he had. But Draymond plays really good setting the edge, and he can anchor in there to set the edge, and he plays really smart on the end. You know, he'll keep his outside arm, outside leg free. He understands that part, which was not good for the Ravens last week. So he's good there. He's got long arms. He's got 33 3/4 arm length, which is good. So he does a really nice job, and he's got a thick. I mean, he's 281. Looks like on film. I haven't never seen him in person, but he looks like he's got a really thick lower body. Now at the combine, he ran a poor 5.12 and a 31.5 vertical. You know, but he's been playing for 7-8 years, so he looks. He has a really, really good get off when he lines up to rush the pass. His takeoff is excellent. And he lines up out wide, but it's the same defense. You know, Denard Wilson runs the same defense, or really similar to what the Ravens do. So I really like his outside. He lines up outside. He's 90%, 95% of the time he's in a two-point stance. He gets down every now and then. And you can use him because he did, like you said, Bob, he
early
did
in his
play
career,
early
yeah.
in his career. He played down. So, you know, if need be, he could play over the center or guard rushing the passer type thing, which, you know, wouldn't be bad either. But he's got really quick hands. Rushing the passer, he's got real quick hands. He's got very good balance. I like his balance. I like his takeoff. I like his initial quickness rushing the passer. And his hands, like I said, are real quick. He's got a nice spin move, Bob, back inside. That's how he got one of his sacks that I watched. So he's going to be, right now, he's better than anything they have, which is good for a conditional fifth, which could go to a fourth. I'm guessing it's either on play time, sacks, Ravens getting to the playoffs, something like that, you know, makes it a fourth, which I'm sure the Ravens would happy to see it become a fourth.
So in the last couple of weeks, and I don't know where to put the mic because, you know, I got to talk into it, most importantly, but they brought in Alohi Gilman.
Mm-hmm.
And he has helped the defense, and always flashed. It is what it is. He wasn't doing anything for the Ravens. He's helping the Chargers. Good for him. And now you bring in Jones. They signed Carl Lawson as well. But 4 o'clock today, Calais Campbell, for instance, had 2 sacks last night for the Cardinals. But are they going to be inclined to keep things intact, winning at Big D? With Kyler Murray coming back, even though Brissett looks like he gives him a better chance to win. But if they're going to swing for the fences, where are they swinging here? I mean, could there be a blockbuster, not just for the Ravens, is there going to be a big name? Like Logan Wilson, for instance, if you miss his people, he's going to the Cowboys, was barely playing for the Bengals, who are worse than the Ravens defensively, but hey, have fun with that. Is there going to be a blockbuster trade in the league, and what does Eric try to add before 4 o'clock this afternoon?
Bob, I would love to see them add a D-tackle, just for depth purposes. I like Jenkins, and I like Travis Jones. But other than that, I'm not. They need to get better. And it'd be nice. I mean, if they could find a guy that could rush the passer, too, that would probably cost them a lot more. And I don't know if that kind of guy's out there. But otherwise, just get a big slobber knocker run defender that's got some experience and, you know, and has made some plays. That's what I would like to see. But I think Jones helps him. And Carl Lawson, I mean, that's like adding another piece. If he's going to play this week, too. So, I mean, you got two new guys rushing the passer, which, you know, because, I mean, Bob, the Ravens were, you know, one of the worst sackers in the league. You know, I mean, yeah, 31st. They had 11. They have 11 sacks right now, so it can't get worse.
So the Ravens, 4.5-point favorites, updated line against Minnesota coming up 1 o'clock there. We'll be breaking it down throughout the course of the week, so stay tuned for that. Orioles today introduced Craig Albernaz as their new manager, 11 o'clock. We'll have all of that coming your way as we get the audio throughout the course of the program, probably more in the 12 o'clock hour, but it's Albernaz. It's David Rubenstein, owner of the team, and, of course, executive vice president of all things baseball, Mike Elias. The Orioles did make a couple of roster moves yesterday. Dietrich Enns, they signed him to a one-year deal with an option for 27 because they needed a left-handed arm in the bullpen. He fits the bill. Muscles O'Neill, he's opted into his contract, which is a smart move. So now the Orioles owe him $33 million over the next 2 years. He wasn't sniffing that if he would have opted out. And the Orioles decline Jorge Mateo's $5 million option. So now he hits free agency. They could bring him back on a cheaper deal. We'll see how the offseason unfolds. And the Terps last night down at CFG. Nolan, you were there. 83-61 over Coppin. Coppin was blazing from the floor in the first half. Actually cut it to 8 in the second half after Maryland was up big at halftime. And the Terps methodically pulled away. Defensive intensity picked up in a big, big way. Team-wide crash in the boards. And Coit moving the point guard allowed Adams to move to the 2. And I think we started to see the offense flow a little bit there.
Yeah, I mean, besides that six-minute drought that you mentioned in the second half, yeah. I thought they were great. Maybe a little too happy with the threes, although, to be fair, they were hitting at a rate that I didn't think they could. I mean, all I heard about this team leading up to the season is not so great from three. They were just a hair under 50% at the half, and I'm like, oh, my God. Like, they're letting it fly with confidence, and maybe got a little overzealous. you know, it more than evened out in the second half. I don't even know if they hit two or three in the second half.
Well, they had 10 for the game, which ties a team record for opening game threes. They hit 92% from the free throw line, got a ton of offensive rebounds. We'll talk to Maryland head coach Buzz Williams coming up at the top of the hour. Gary Lamb was there. Nolan was there, most importantly, among the few that did attend the game at CFG Bank. By the way, if you missed the nightcap, Towson beat Loyola. Towson, Maryland, let's make this happen. Let's get this rolling. Georgetown coming up Friday. Georgetown beat Morgan. We'll get into all of that as the week progresses. Anything you want to talk about, we're here for you. It's Turn It Up Tuesday. We're cracking it to 12. Ravens make a trade. Orioles have a new manager. Terps tip off with a win against Coppin. So we're off and running here on the...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead. Try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
His biggest accomplishment, other than bringing a veteran stabilizing presence, it's allowed Kyle Hamilton to become more basically an outside linebacker for the team right now, which has benefited the defense. So Alohi Gilman brought in here to help in the back end, and he has certainly, you know, he's allowed two things. He stabilized the back end, and he's let Kyle Hamilton become the guy that he was 2 years ago when he was one of the best defensive players in the NFL.
You know, it's the other thing that's interesting about Gilman and Jones, really, Bob, is the two guys they made trades with are places that the coordinators from those other teams are both former Ravens, and it's an easy transition. You know, I mean, Gilman came in, on a Tuesday and played on Sunday, and Jones is going to do the same thing. And terminology is the same. So, I mean, that's good. But Gilman, yeah, Gilman's been big. And I think the other thing that helped, too, with Gilman, Bob, is the relationship that he had with Hamilton, you know, because they were roommates together at Notre Dame, you know, when Kyle was a freshman. So I think that was, you know, a trust factor and stuff, too. So I think that helped. And like you said, it let Hamilton kind of do the things that he does best and really what the defense needed. Last year, the defense needed what? They needed Hamilton to be deep. This year, they need Hamilton to be up to help stop that run.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Turn it up Tuesday when allowed. We'll play it. Send request plus for text line at 410-583-1057. Ravens back in practice tomorrow, getting ready for the Vikings, coming off a win at Detroit. Orioles introduced their new manager, Albernaz, coming up in less than an hour. We'll have all that for you as soon as we get it as the show progresses. And Maryland, last night down at CFG, beat Towson. Comfortable win, but things got a little dicey there early in the second half. Let's go get Joe in Woodbury. Joe, what's up?
I'm not the first one to say it, but do you guys know that it's all about relationships or it ain't about nothing? I always think about what type of relationship does EDC have around the league? And maybe because of who he is, what he is, and how he is, sometimes he can't get what we need. Now, see, I hear y'all talking about, like you just said, Vinny, relationships between certain people makes things much easier and smoother. And I'm hearing who y'all saying that we've picked up. But we didn't hit a home run. I don't think we hit a double. Maybe we hit some singles. And, Rashawn, I just wanted to put this out there. What happened to that blowout from last night you was talking about that you was going to rush home to see?
Well, it happened.
Put that out
in Arizona.
Yeah, Arizona was about to blow them out. I think they took their foot off the gas in the end to make it for the sports books, y'all. Y'all know they do that, right? But anyway, I just want to ask if we could hit a home run, Benny, because I got a list right here, but I want to hear who you would say, because the most I know we could give up would be a 3. And that's, I wouldn't go no further than that, but who could we get and who would we want and who would we try to get? 4-3, but like I say, it's all about the relationship Eric Acosta has with people around the league, because I don't think he might be well-liked by everybody. Y'all guys, take it easy.
All right, Joe. I mean, does the Acosta have enemies in the NFL? Or
I would imagine everybody has enemies in the NFL, but Eric probably has good relationships with most of the GMs, I would think. You know, I mean, yeah, I don't know. I don't have any clue. I know that he does with San Diego. I know that. Or the L.A. Chargers, sorry, you know, with Joel Ortiz being out there. But, I don't know what type of thing that Ozzy had a great rapport with most people, you know. And I'm guessing that Eric probably does, you know.
But your wish list of guys?
A D-tackle.
Yeah. Insert name here. At least a difference maker to whatever level.
Somebody that
remains,
Bob, one of two things. He's either, because they're not going to get like the guy that does it all. So give me either a real good run defender or somebody that can rush the passer from the D tackle spot.
Let's get back to the phones. 410-583-1057. It's the number. Got Vinny's Dirty Dozen coming up at 10:45. What do you mean, 9 weeks into the season already? Jeez, or is it eight? Either way, nine, it just flies. Who are the 12 best teams? Because the team last 2 weeks lost the number one team on Sunday. Let's go to Trippy in Baltimore. Trippy, what's up?
Hey, hello. What's going on, Bob and Vinny?
What's
hey,
up?
Hey, what's going on?
Man, I don't know what's up with Rashad, man. I keep telling him about them Cowboys, man. He just need to be a one-team person, though. That's still my guy, though, although he's a two-team.
Sure, but now he's just embarrassing himself by even hanging on to that last vestige of stuff that happened back when Bill Clinton was president. I mean, move on, dude. But, let's go.
Right, but the Ravens, though, man, I like that. What's his name?
Draymond Jones.
Yeah, he got a nice little rush to him, though.
Yes, he does.
So I'm figuring, hey, man, like, I was just talking to my friend right here, man. Like, I was telling him, like, Calais Campbell, like, why not give him another shot? Because I can't remember, was Calais Campbell here when we played in the AFC Championship game?
I don't think so. Yes, yeah. No, he was gone the year before that.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's been gone for a minute.
Look, I feel like if he comes back, because remember, a lot of people were saying he was old. But look, them last couple teams he played for, he's been balling. So why not? And them teams weren't even fighting for like a playoff or nothing. You know what I mean? So why not go after him? But if not, like a Cam Jordan. But I ain't gonna lie, if EDC can get that boy Quinn Williams from the Jets, oh my God, we going to the Super Bowl. Oh, yeah. But that's all I wanted to say, man. Nice talking to y'all.
All right, Trippy, thank you. Jets aren't inclined to move Williams.
I wouldn't.
You could get Breece Hall, I guess, if you wanted him.
Yeah, I mean, the hardest thing to find is a D-tackle that can rush the passer. You know, like, Williams is a stud. You know, Matabike was that guy, too.
Let's get back to the phones. Oh, he was just brought up. Let's bring him in. Rashawn in Baltimore. Rashawn.
What's going on, Bobby?
Man, you got to take your Troy Aikman, your Dak Prescott, your Staubach, even if you have like a Bob Lilly jersey. You just got to move it on. You're a Ravens fan now. Accept it. It's in your DNA. It's all it is. I mean, you can root for the Cowboys from afar. You know what I mean? But, you know, your team's not the Ravens.
Listen up. Listen, I got eight more games to go. I told you it's my last season. So, you know, it's winding down, though. You know, so soon enough, it'd be here, man. But listen, so last night, the Terps game, man. First of all, I didn't know Nolan was down there, man, you know. But I'm surprised I ain't seen him. Then as that crowd was down there, that was like the size of like a Merval basketball game crowd. Like, you know, like I figured I always wanted the Terps to play more in Baltimore, but I see why they don't.
Well,
you know,
first of all, I went to games in Baltimore where that place was packed. In the Gary years, in the late 90s and into early 2000s, you got to generate a little more buzz within the basketball community, and promoting the game probably would have helped. And you know, they were playing Louisville and Temple and Oklahoma and Iowa in those days. I mean, let's ramp it up a little bit.
Yeah, man. But you know, we it was so empty. So it was like 5 minutes left. We like, man, we're gonna go get down there with Gary at. And of course, the guys. I'm like, man, if nobody's here, why we can't sit down there? You know, on the floor, you know. So I said, come on, Dustin, let's leave. I see the security guard was getting mad at him. He's about to, you know, zap out for no reason, you know. I'm like, it ain't worth it, man. I got to get home, you know, watch the Cowboys show. But I was better off staying watching the Towson game, though, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Or getting thrown out by security.
Yeah, we couldn't have that. That was a big security guy, too, man. He was going to really hurt Dustin, too, man. Like, he picked this battle. He was going to hurt him, man. I saw it in the security guy. He wasn't playing no games, man, you know. But, yeah, but listen, I don't know if the Cowboys game plan well enough for Jacoby Brissett. I didn't know the guy was that.
Oh, intercepted.
I thought we had that game.
All right, thanks, Rashawn. Dallas's defense is dreadful.
Oh, my God.
I mean, the Cardinal, DeMarcado, this guy that dropped the ball at the goal line and was kind of in the doghouse. They dominated the game. Was it really a game? They were up, you know, they were up 10-0, 24-7. Dallas could never really get it. Dallas had Williams fumbled. I mean, they had the turnovers that did them in. Dallas is a bad team.
Yeah. And Rashawn, Bob, you're going to have to face it. I mean, they went down the field so easy on that first drive, the Cowboys, and then they go for it on fourth down and get nothing. And I think they thought it was going to be pretty easy. That's why they went for it instead of taking three.
Well, we'll use a college basketball term when we talk about the NFL playoffs. The NFC East right now looks like a one-bid division. Yeah. It's Philadelphia. And they're going to be formidable for sure. But Dallas, Washington's toast. And the Giants, I mean, where's another playoff team coming out of the NFC East right now?
None. Unless somebody can go on a run. But I don't see, you know, I mean, Dallas's defense is so bad. Washington's so beat up. And the Giants are beat up and not very good. So, I mean, none of them can. Bob, do you see any one of those three teams being able to go like on a five-game run?
Negative. And just look at the other, the NFC North. Load. Every team's 500 or above. NFC South, Tampa's legit. Carolina's 5-4. Yeah. All of a sudden winning at Lambeau. And then you have the NFC West where you have, you know, four teams capable. They're just better teams throughout the conference than what's going on in the NFC East right now. Eagles are real. They're defending champs and are going to do everything they can to defend that Super Bowl championship. But the rest of the East, no.
No.
Injuries and ineptitude are costing that. You want to get in, you can at 410-583-1057. Turning up Tuesday. Draymond Jones traded to the Ravens from Tennessee. Trade deadline coming up 4 o'clock this afternoon in the NFL. Is this a needle mover for you, or do you want to see more? Terps win last night over Coppin. We'll talk to Buzz Williams coming up top of the hour. And the Orioles will introduce Craig Albernaz as their new manager coming up at 11 o'clock. Also hear from Mike Elias and David Rubenstein. And Muscles O'Neal's back in. Would you rather see him leave than pay him $33 million for the next two?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
As you heard during Joe LaCroix's update, Craig Albernaz is going to be introduced as the new Orioles manager today at 11 o'clock, and we'll have all of it rolling for you. As soon as we get it, we can play it. We're going to play it. We're going to comment on it. But David Rubenstein, Mike Elias, also going to be part of the fun. Nolan, before we get to that, Jorge Mateo, $5 million. Orioles declined his option. He's now going to hit free agency for the first time in about 4 years. They love his speed. They love his defense. Can't stay on the field. Can't hit. most importantly, remember in 23 in April, he was the player of the month for the Orioles. He was hitting over 300, had like five bombs. Oh, he said if he gets on base 34% of the time, he'll lead the American League in stolen bases. But he can't hit the post, and he can't hit a baseball. So have we seen the end of the Jorge Mateo era, even though they could possibly bring him back at a much reduced rate here?
Yeah, I think this is it. You know, and it's time. It's time to move on. You know, you can't say that they didn't give it a full effort. I mean, they probably gave it a lot longer than they should have. And I long believed that Brandon Hyde's presence was a big reason why Mateo was, you know, kind of forced out there maybe more than he should have been. And then, you know, the injury, we never really got to see what his usage would have been like under Mancelino just because he wasn't available. But it's not worth the squeeze, certainly not at that price. And, okay, if he ends up coming back on a super cheap deal, I don't think it's the end of the world. But I would be questioning that if, okay, we didn't make any other shakeups to our infield or really our position players at all, and then we decide to run it back with Mateo. I mean, how do you view him, right? If you view him as just a utility piece, I can live with that. I think we can aim a little bit higher, but it's not the end of the world. But if you view him as like this essential piece that should play or start at least three times a week, four times a week, no, this isn't a guy that you have to find a way to get in the lineup. You experimented with it for years. There were very high highs. 2022 was very, very high. It justified bringing him back. But it's been all downhill since then.
Yeah, injuries and effectiveness, and, you know, it is what it is. I think that ship has certainly sailed. Now, Muscles O'Neill opted in after a dreadful 2025. It's the smart move on his part. He's going to get $33 million from the Orioles over the next 2 years. But even though that, it's very touching and a smart business play for him, I still think the Orioles need a right-handed bat or somebody in the middle of the lineup that can hit home runs that you can rely on to play 130 games. And Mountcastle falls into the same category. Another guy they're going to have to make a decision on in regards to whether or not to tender him. They need a bat. And I know Schwarbsy's out there, MVP finalist in the National League. Kyle Tucker had mixed results with the Cubs, got hurt. But he's a proven commodity. I mean, where are we going to bring in a reliable, pencil him in the lineup, and you know you're getting 35 home runs?
Well, here's the problem for me. Because all season long when we were pissed off at Tyler O'Neill, and yes, oh my God, why is this happening? You know, he comes back for a week and then he gets hurt again. You throw your hands up and say, just cut bait. Take the financial hit. It doesn't matter. Move on. Let's get a better player in here. And then I start to look at the crop of free agents that are available in the outfield. And you mentioned some of the names there. You mentioned Schwarber. Well, technically an outfielder, but you don't want him out there.
Oh, O'Neill's Roberto Clemente.
Exactly. So it's even thinner. I mean, and you're looking for that magic of, all right, decent enough on defense, power, contact. I mean, just solid enough. There really isn't a ton of guys that fit that bill. And the ones that do are, you know, probably going to, like Cody Bellinger, going to go back to New York. They're not even on the Orioles radar, or won't be. They won't get to the Orioles. They won't even sit down and talk to the Orioles. So I think we're in a position, hate it or love it, where not only Tyler O'Neill is going to be here, but the Orioles actually really need Tyler. Like, they're going to need him to actually not be an all-star, but be productive. Because if he does what he did again last year, it won't sink the entire team, but it'll be a pretty big blow because I don't see any easy, obvious help coming in to replace him.
And not only the injuries and the lack of being available, when he did play defensively, he must have had every ounce of defensive acumen sucked out of his body over the injuries because he really labored in the outfield. Now, he won his gold gloves in left field for the Cardinals, and I was sitting at it was still Brandon Hyde at the time. Well, he's comfortable in right field. Yeah, you know, he's not good at it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I'm comfortable sitting in the right field bleachers watching him play right field poorly. You don't want me running around with a glove. I mean, put him where he helps the team, not where he feels good, where he is good.
Well, it's hard to see. Yeah, hard to see where that previous gold glove came from. Because you're right. When he was out there, outside of an occasional strong arm throw, that was really it. I mean, if there was one thing I was going to say about him, he's pretty strong arm. I mean, you almost did a front flip throwing a guy out at second base early in the season.
That he missed 3 weeks after he did it.
Exactly. So that's the other side of the coin, you know? It goes both ways.
Hey, Santander, who was a Go-Golf finalist back in 21, I mean, he'd make the diving catch or catch one in the gap. I mean, I know his defensive metrics by the stats weren't all that great, but he had a decent arm. I mean, he was a Gold Glove level outfielder compared to what we saw from O'Neill. But they need some help in that lineup. Introducing the new manager, Albernaz, coming up here in about 15 minutes. Buzz Williams will be joining us on the show. Talking about his team's win. Got Georgetown coming up on Friday, renewing that rivalry that shut down for the most part back in the 80s with John Thompson and Lefty Drizel. But we'll talk to Buzz about the win. And, you know, getting his players back healthy. They're still minus two key contributors. But they, you know, we saw what they might be capable of. But again, you can't make any absolutes on the team. When we come back, Dirty Dozen, 12 teams. That's hence the dozen. But 9 weeks in, the last 2 weeks, the Colts were number one. They lost to Pittsburgh. They're not going to be number one. Who's Vinny's number one team in the Dirty Dozen later on in the show? We'll get to the Feeble Five. Are the Cowboys creeping into that territory?
Vinny and Haney's Dirty Dozen, the 12 best NFL teams, according to our GM, Vinny Serrato, 105.7 The Fan.
All right, week niner of the NFL season wrapped up last night with the Arizona Cardinals pulling the stunner, beating the Cowboys in Dallas in front of a national TV Monday Night Football audience. So now we move on to week 10, but before we do, we have to figure out, or Vinny already has, the 12 best teams in the NFLs. We're now into the month of November. The Dirty Dozen.
All right, last week it was, like Bob said, Indy was 1, Kansas City 2, Detroit 3. All three lost. Rams were 4, Seattle 5, Philly 6, Tampa 7, New England 8, Buffalo 9, Green Bay 10, Denver 11, the Chargers 12. So coming in at 12, 6-3 Chargers. They beat Tennessee 27-20, and they're hosting Pittsburgh. So they need to do the Ravens a big favor this weekend. But the Chargers, I mean, what was it, Bob? A pick six for a touchdown and a punt return or a kick return for a touchdown. That was 14 of
the Tennessee's. Titans' offense couldn't score. No. Everybody else was.
Yeah. So, you know... So it was kind of a those are the types of games that if you're the Chargers, just find a way to win. Just win that game, you know, and that's what they did. They found a way to win. Coming in at 11, 5-3 Detroit. They lost to the Vikings 27-24. They're at Washington. So Detroit, too many turnovers. And, you know, I mean, and they let J.J. McCarthy, well, they were getting, Minnesota was killing them, you know, and then Detroit kind of got their act together. But, I mean, Detroit was bad in special teams, defense, and offense. They were bad in all three phases, coming off a bye, you know, and Matt Campbell talking after, like, he was embarrassed. He said, that's my fault. I didn't have my team ready to play.
Yeah, they scored on their first drive, and it was all downhill from there.
Yep. Coming in at 10, 6-3 San Fran. They won at the Giants 34-24. They're hosting the Rams. So that's going to be a big one. And is Purdy going to play? Or is Mac Jones? Mac Jones, I think, has played 7 games. But the Niners' defense is better. And J.J., running back.
Christian McCaffrey.
Christian McCaffrey. Yeah. Christian McCaffrey. I mean, he's their offense. Offense, you know, and then Kittle's back, which helps too. And Mac Jones has not been turning the ball over. Coming in at 9, 5-4 KC. They lost at Buffalo 28-21. They're on bye. Probably need a bye. Get healthy. Get everybody back. Mahomes had a bad game. That was under 50% for the first time, I think, in his career. Kelsey's looking older and older each week. Yeah. You know, and they got no run game, Bob. I mean, that's... You know, I mean, they got the short yardage stuff with Hunt. Yeah. But otherwise,
Pacheco,
they don't.
Pacheco didn't play. They went with the rookie. Just didn't get it done.
And then coming in at number 8, 7-2 Denver. They won at Houston 18-15. They play Vegas Thursday night. They're hosting Vegas Thursday night. But that defense, they've got 12 more sacks than anybody in the league. I mean, they're on pace to set records for sack-wise. So, I mean, that defense is really good. They knocked Stroud out of the game, I think, in the first quarter. So they're a physical, fast defense, and then they just do enough offensively, you know, to win the game. I mean, that's, you know, Bo Nix has not done much. Coming in at 7, Buffalo, 6-2, beat Kansas City 28-21. They're at Miami. 6, New England, 7-2, beat Atlanta 24-23. They're at Tampa.
It was a kind of an ugly game, though, right?
Yeah, Tampa missed a PAT. And Drake May wasn't that good. How about New England has not allowed a 50-yard rushing to a running back this season. Pretty good, New England. 7-2. Tampa comes in at 5-6-2. They were on bye. They're hosting New England.
That's a good game.
That'll be real good.
Tampa, 2.5-point favorites. Early line in that one.
Coming in at 4-6-2. Philly, they were on bye. They're at Green Bay Monday night. Jalen Phillips helping with the pass rush. Coming in at 3-7-2, Indy. They lost at Pitt. And they're hosting Atlanta, which might be good for them. But they turned it over way too many times. That was 6 turnovers. You can't win a game with that. Coming in at 2-6-2, Seattle. They won at Washington 38-14. They're 4-0 on the road. They're hosting Arizona. I mean, they're playing really good. And, Bob, they knocked out 3 Washington dudes, you know.
For the season.
Yeah. You know, and coming in at 1-6-2, Rams. I mean, they could easily be 8-0 if they didn't have kicking issues. They've got kicking issues, Justin Tucker maybe. They beat New Orleans 34-10. They're at San Fran. It's going to be a huge game at San Fran. But Stafford's unbelievable. Puka Nacua. Adams is playing great. I mean, they are the best team right now, offensively and defensively, just not kicking-wise.
Stafford, 21 touchdowns, 2 picks on the season.
MVP right now, probably. So, in summary, 1's the Rams, 2 Seattle, both from the NFC West, 3 Indy, 4 Philly, 5 Tampa, 6 New England, 7 Buffalo, 8 Denver, 9 Kansas City, 10 San Fran, 3 Detroit, 4 the Chargers.
No Green Bay, I noticed.
No. They haven't been.
They lost. I mean, they were kind of
5-2-1.
Yeah, they just lost at home to Carolina. But anyway, Feeble 5 coming up next, so stick around for that. But Buzz Williams, head basketball coach, University of Maryland, talk to him. Turtles beat Coppin last night down at CFG. Georgetown coming to town this Friday. As the two renew rivalries, we got the whip around 11-15. Look at that game last night. Arizona beating the Cowboys. And then notes from the north. We're going to Pittsburgh. We're going to Cincinnati. And we're going to Cleveland. Then a fun house trip at Nolan McGraw. And coming up in a matter of minutes, Craig Albernaz going to be introduced as the new Orioles manager. We'll talk about that later in the show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.